Lam and Aleph in the Sugyos of Nida by the Rosh Yeshiva Chavtesh Cheshvan Heitav Shim Mem Vav on
November 13, 1985, Wednesday. Lisaknes Shlishi, Lisaknes Abai. Lisaknes Abai.
Two is not enough for the Tzniz, the other three.
Means before Tashkish. So they are big. No Shema Ashuki, the tires. So there are places calling the Shemitzim to Shneidim Echad Loi Ve'echad Lo. So that is reference to Noshim Asukit B'Tarets. This man Chazal, when they handle Tarets. So then the Om Mechuyev to be Beidik. So there was a chiyuk to be beidik in the morning and before shkia, but there was an ishor, a sukkah b'tayres. So then the halacha is that before tashmish and after tashmish, she's also even if she's an ishor shiyesh lo beser, so she's mechuyevet to make it big. Only an isho asuka b'tayres, but if it's an isho sheina asuka b'tayres, then there is no chiyuk to make it dike lifnei tashmish and v'achat tashmish, according to all the shein, except the Rambam. The Rambam is yorik. But let's just consider the shittes all the shein, except the Rambam. So in other words, so all the Rishayim, except the Rambam hold, I think without any exception, the Rambam is the only exception. All the Rishayim hold that the Nisho Shemish Lobeset Kavua does not have to make any duty. Not before Tashmish, and not Lacha Tashmish. The Rambam is the only one, the Rambam, and all the Rishayim say that Nisho Shemish Lobeset is not the Chayevus to make any decay. And Kedem Tashmish, it's even Oser to make it decay. Because Shemo Yehei Libei Shal Baal Neitre, because if the Baal will see that she makes it decay before Tashmish, so he'll suspect. So Mele, it's even Oser. It's in Moshe to make it dikel in Tashmish. So, one second, please let me. So here, Mele, they explain the Mishneh Stalas. There, Meis Yisrael, Misham Sheis Bishnei, Echad Loi, Be'echad Lo. So, according to Mishneh, when it says there, Meis Yisrael, it doesn't mean Meis Yisrael, let's say, Bismaze. It means Bisman, Hatanoim, Bisman, Mishneh, when they handle Tares. So in Nisho, Hasuko Bitares. So then they were obligated, Lechatzile, to make it Bike before Tashmish. Echod Loi, Echod Lo. I mean, after Tashmish, I'm sorry. Misham Zimshneidin. Echod Loi, Echod Lo. In other words, after Tashmish. So she has to make it Bike after Tashmish to make sure that she didn't see down as a result of Tashmish. So sometimes a woman might have a menstrual flow as a result of Tashmish. So Mele, she has to make it Bikir for Tashmish, and the husband also has to make it Bikir. Provided she is a Nisho Hasuka B'tayas. The 1 second, please, let me finish, please. The Atzueis Misakneis Shlishi Misakneis Abayas. So, now let's get Rashi. Echad loy v'echad lo likaniach lahatashmish, and that means isha asuka b'tayas v'atzmeis misaknei shlishi misaknei sabayis. That means before tashmish, and isha who is asuka b'tayas, so before tashmish, so she also has to make it dike before tashmish. She's asuka b'tayas, not only tzmeis, even if she's not tzmeis. She's Mokieves. It's not a mitzvah. So why does it say Tznues? So we'll see how Rashi explains it. Lisakim Sabayis Kaleima Uli Betei Tashmish Ulochim Atzmo Libao. If she's a Sukkot Tayas V'yo Adin Lecho Anoshi, it's not only Tznues in Mitzvah. Every woman Kivitnam Bifel Kame Uvishor She Iberes Lisham Mishes Beitza. So, in view of the fact that Rashi and Tesis and all the Rishonim hold that there is no bdike for a nisho sheyesh lo beset if she is not a suka b'tares, so and they say that it's ibn moser to make it bdike lifnei tashmish kidei shelo yilidei shel baal neitzvei. So mele, we have to say that what the Mishnah says, the Atznuis Misakneis, it doesn't mean only Tznuis Misakneis. But it has reference to Nisha Asukutayres. Nisha Asukutayres, so it's a Chiyu Gomol Lechatchile, to make it Dike before Tashmish. So why do we say Tznuis? So mele he says, behold the Noka Tznuis, Kinufosh Berekame, Tznuis, each of the Dekes Benitnei Tashmish, in the decades period of Tashmish. So when the Mishnah says Snuis, implying it's only in the Sides, it only means that the extra Snuis among the women, they are particular to use a separate piece of cloth for every Tashmish. But she's not obligated to use a separate cloth, a separate aid for every Tashmish. She is allowed to use the same cloth for that she used for one Tashmish. She can use it in the Bdike before the other Tashmish. But Tznuis take a separate cloth, a separate aid for each Tashmish and Tashmish. They heard the Noka Tznuis, you follow with her, come it. Tznuis, each of the Dekes Beirut, the Tashmish there, in the Dekes Beirut, the Tashmish. Now, this is the pshat by Rashi, by all the Shem, except the Rambam. But the Rambam is a Yochid, and we don't pass on the Rambam. As a matter of fact, we ask that with Mei Tashmish, if she's not a Nisho, HaSuko B'Tayres, so it's even Oser to make it Kidei Shaloi Libei Shal Baal make it. But according to the Rambam, the Roshna Mishnah is very smooth.
Very
smooth, because according to Rashi and other Rishonim, so we have to say, we have to explain it, that when it says Tatsuis Misaknes, so Shlishi Misaknes Abayis, means not after Tatsuis, but Tatsuis H in the Dekes Belit Mitashmiz in the Dekes Belit Mitashmiz Achela. But every woman has Shukha B'Tayres is mechayeves to make it dike lifnei tashmish, even though she has a vessel kavua. But according to the Rambam, this Mishneh does not have reference to any Shlash of the Tarnas. That is discussed in the first parak. In the Aisha Sukumitayas is discussed in the Mishneh in the first parak. In the first parak. But this Mishneh discusses an Isha that is not a Sukumitayas. And even though she has a Peset Tavua, so the Chatchile, according to the Rambam, so after every Tashmish, it's a Chiyuv, incumbent upon her to make it Dike. To make sure that she didn't see down as a result of Tashmish. And not only she has a chatchile for Tashmish to make a dike, even though she has it as a kavua, and of course the Tashmish was not the Bein HaSadeset, so she's not yet to make a dike chatchile, even the Baal has to make a dike chatchile, to make sure that she didn't see any down. In the midst of Tashmish, Mimele, the dam was transferred on his group. So that's what the Mishnah means according to there are places where they are not, as the Vitaires, Mishamshes, Mishneidin, Echot, Lacha Tashmish, Echot Loi, the Echot Lo. So only Leacha Tashmish. Only Leacha Tashmish. But Kedem Tashmish, she's not Mechayeves. But there is a Midas Chassides to make him Dike even Kedem Tashmish. That's why the Mishnah says, V'atznueis misakneis shlishi misakneis abayis. And the Mishnah does not deal with the Nishah Sukhudaz. The Mishnah in the first verse that we learned last week deals with the Nishah Sukhudaz. But our Mishneh doesn't deal with the Nisha Sukhmetayas. But the regular Mishneh, even Bishmanazeh. That's the Kong Rambam. One second. But then the Gemara says in the first period that it's also to make it Dikalit Mitashmish, Kideshilo Yelibe, Leichve, he'll hesitate even to have Tashmish with his wife. You know, if he sees that every time before Tashmish she makes a dike, so the Poshim say, according to the Rambam, it means that it's osea to make the dike before Tashmish in the presence of the husband. That might create problems, but not in the presence of the husband before Tashmish, she does it, and the husband doesn't even know that she made a dike. So on the contrary, she's not mechayeves to do it, but it's in this Chassidus and the part of Tznuas. This is the Rambam. But the Rambam is a Yochid. Now the Mechaber passes like the other Rishayim, but he mentions the Rambam. In other words, but he doesn't pass like the Rambam. And the Ramo says that the Minig is not like the Rambam, and that's the Minig. And before she even say that it's also even to pass like the Rambam, because the Rambam is a yochid in that she did. Not only is a yochid in saying that there is midasides and Isha is not a super tiras to make it dikel ifnei tashmish. No, that is a misa gomo. But if lacha tashmish, they say in sosa to pass like the Rambam. So the Rambam, we don't pass like the Rambam. Now, nimtso al shalei meir. The Chayovim call Nitzal Shalom Oisiyom Tmeim the Chayovim call Oisiyom is a Greek word. The Oach says so, and the Rashi, I think Rashi in Yume also says that it's a Greek word. Oisiyom means immediately. Without any interval, elapsed. So now, the husband makes a dike for Tashmish. Alright, according to all the Rishayim, it means a subretiras, according to the Rambam, not a subretiras, whatever. So if the husband made a teaching and he found Ani's Eider, he found the day, that he wiped his Eider, he found blood now, and he doesn't suffer from any sickness that he, in the Eider, you know, gives a discharge of blood, so it's obviously emanated from her. So it doesn't make any difference when he inspects the cloth, because it couldn't have been discharged, after the Tashmish, because how does it come to his cloth? So obviously the blood came in the midst of Tashmish. So that means that they were both Eider, Bishegei, Kenisea, and Nisea, Kores, Bala Nido. In the midst of Tashmish, he became a Nido. So he has to bring the call, the Chatus Kabua. So, Nitzal Shalei, just 1 second, made the Chayotin call. Now, we have to understand that. Now, that is a Sugi Shuas. But how is they called? Who is Chayim called? Called is Chayim, somebody who does Nabeire of Kores Bishayich. But Nabeinus, Onus Rachmure Patre, so he's Patre of everything, not only of Nisi, of Malkit, of Kores, Nisi Shamayim, but even more called, because Shege is not considered faultless. What's Shege? Somebody ate Chayyab Shege. He didn't know that Chayyab is Osa. So you know what they say here. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. He should have learned. He should have known. And suppose he ate Chayyab, he thought it was Shemet. So again, he was neglectful. He should not have made that mistake. But an Enes Domo, let's say, Naram Rosso that was raped, so Kashiyokin is already, she's faultless. What could she have done? So then, when is there a field problem, shake, when there is neglect, negligence, but Enes, so there is no negligence, no neglect, faultless, there is no problem. So the question is, I mean, the Torah allowed the husband to have relations with the wife, sometimes the woman in the midst of Tashmish has a discharge of dam. The answer is he is not supposed to be chayish for it. Everything can happen. In the same way as one's allowed to eat meat, even though there are certain behemoths that are traitors, but three behemoths in a traitors. Usually a woman does not become a nidor in the midst of Tashmish, especially a woman who has a reset kavua. And shaloi bishas vesto, so it's chayiv lekol. But shaloi bishas vesto, so she's certainly not chayiv lekol. He and she, so they are losing mood. So what does it say? Nitzal shaloi tmein the chayiv lekol. That is in the case where they're not a list. Let's say. Suppose he was born or some of the best. So there, the day of the best. So then, there is an Isa that he should be born. The Machlech of Shemim, it's the Raisis, or the Rabbonon, whatever. But faultless he isn't. He cannot say I'm faultless. Had he complied with the Aloche, it wouldn't have happened. So male is higher than the. So when does it say Nitzal Shalit mean the higher than the? Not in the case of a woman who has invested kavua and was born leo shalit bishas vesto, not some of the vesto. So then he's an honest gomo, there is no kav. But if was born leo some of the vesto, and then he found dam and he says so it's a raye. That the dam came in the midst, emanated the shash in the midst of the Tashmish. So Mele is highly called, it's not an honest. That in the case of Nitzal Shalom, suppose Nitzal Shalom, she found down on her leg, and she made it decay. So then, if it's oisir, in other words, within a second, a split second, after the tashmi, she made it decay, and then she found it, so that's a riot, since the inspection was made, mamish immediately, instantaneously, after the tashmi, so it's a riot, that the dam was discharged from the mekeh in the midst of tashmish. Because if the dam had not been discharged, had not emanated from the uterus in the midst of the tashmish, she could not have found it on the aid instantaneously after tashmish. But only if it's asia. But suppose nitzal shalola hasman, in other words, she pounded down, she inspected the aid a short while after the tashmish, not instantaneously, so then it's no raya that she became a needle in the middle of the tashmish. Maybe she became a needle, maybe the dam emanated from the moke a minute or 2 minutes after the tashmish. So maybe the tashmish was we had there. But there's a possibility that the dam emanated from the mokeh in the middle of the tashmish. So melech, so is maybe sofik, whether she's chayeves mashm tolu or not, he and she, so that's tolu in the machlikes tanoi, as whether there is a chiyuv of mashm tolu in chticha achas, not in shtei chtichas. There's a machlikes tanoi in Trises. So one Tanis says that when is there a chiyuv of Hashem Tolu? When is there a chiyuv of Hashem Tolu? If somebody is either b'shegig, a sofik is a koras. So there is a chiyuv of Hashem Tolu. It's only when it's ikva yisure. What do you mean ikva yisure? Ikva yisure means like this. Suppose on the table, get on the table two chatichas. These are the chatichas. One chaticha is chaylev, one chaticha is chaylev. And then he knows that he ate one of these two chatichas. Bishayit, not the name, Bishayit. He doesn't know, he thought that both chatichas were chum. And he ate one of the two chatichas. But then he was told, no, not both were chum. One was chum. One was he doesn't know which one he ate. So it's Ikva Yisure. So then he has to bring a Hashem Tolu. But suppose there is only one Chaticha, and he thought it was Shimon in the Chilek. So, I mean, sorry. And he thought it was certainly Shimon in the Chilek, and then he was told by Eli, no, it's a Sofik, Chilek Sofik Shimon. Then he doesn't bring it. A Hashem Tolu because it's not Ikva Yisure. Ikva Yisure. And the Chaticha Sisa was not established, it was not Chuzak in the place of Nisa. And one Matana says, even if it's not Ikva Yisure, so it's still high Hashem Tolu. We pass that only when it's Ikva Yisure. Now, the Gemara mentions to rise Ikva Yisure, Nikva Yisure.
Nitzavar,
not mikva, nu, ku, veiz, ay. So the Gemara mentions two prices. One price says, Nitzal Shaloah Hazman, Mei Nisofi, and Chayeves, become Oshem Tov, not Kom, Chatzkubua, but the Mishnah says, Ptum Nakom. So the Gemara says the Mishnah called with the Mandoma the Tanoi who say that when it's not Nikva Yisue there is no Chiyuv Hashem Tolu. Some melee that here it's not Nikva Yisue doesn't know whether she was Nido Bishas Tashmish or not. So it's one Chatiche. Some melee is Tunakom. The Braise called with the Mandoma that even when it's not Nikva Yisue. So it's still the Lechiyoshim Torah, so it says Chayavim Lechiyoshim Torah. But certainly no Chatas Kavua, because only when it's ACM, so then it's Ibarra. It doesn't respect where the Dike was made by the Ish, but where the Dike was made by the husband, then it's always Ibarai, then the Dam emanated in the midst of the Tashmish. Because if the Dam would emanate after Tashmish, so how would it be transferred on his group?
Is our Mishnah hold the mikvah after?
Our Mishnah, yes. Izeu achas man, ki yichiteirik min amitav tadiyah poneo, v'hakein mitame me Yisraelis min rabon, v'in mitame es beyab, that the shita of the rabon, of the chachon, that even though mit rabonon, so it's mitame me Yisraelis, so one could say, so mele mit rabonon, it should have the chumre, of being mitame es beyab, also me Yisraelis, Meisleis, the Makreya, in other words, Meisleis, so the Chachom says, the Chachom say, no, the Chachom means magic, some in Rabbanon, so they will not mach me or the Gabriel in Tamis, be alone with Makreya Meisleis. But Abba Kiva says, no, since in Rabbanon she is becoming Meisleis, so all the demon apply, so in Tamis, so in other words, if the husband was with her, within 24 hours prior, so he is also coming, like a real meal.
You mean
like
he had a tashmish with her 24 hours before?
Yeah, that's right. Within 24 hours. Rabbi Kiva ina raf mitamo el beyab. Meidim hachomim rabbi Kiva birei kesem shem mitamo el beyab. In other words, because one could argue in as much as some is in the Rabbanon, so even the two men cannot have it with rights with the woman, finds the kesem and the undergarment, even though she knows that it emanated from the Mokei, for example, if it's more than a grease. So maybe it couldn't have been a crushed kino. Some melee terminate from, but with the rice she's not male, because with the rice she only becomes nido if it's coupled with the argosh. And in as much as she had not aware of any sensation. So the argosh, some male with the rice is not nido. But the rabbonon, she's a nido even without argosh, provided it had a size of kidris, the size of kidris. But if he doesn't have the size of kidris, so then there is a possibility. So Bisman Chazal, of course today, that possibility is practically non-existent, because today there are no, fortunately today, I mean the seminary conditions are much higher, and I mean in kidris and atmi trees. So some melee, One could argue, maybe today, if a woman finds kesem and the undergarment, so even if it's less than the size of a grease, of a pea, let's say less than the size of a dime, it's accepted by Baal Yehoye that grease is the size of a dime. So she should be Tmei of the Rabbanon, if the answer is, we are not at liberty to analyze the reasons as to why the Chachomim were misaki. At the time the Chachomim were misaki, that someone is in the Rabbanon, so at that time, if it was less than it is, it was on the basis of probability, it was likely to have been the result of a crushed kino. Of a crushed kino. So maybe that was the Tachanas Chachamim. That Ksomim, which in the right say is not Itamim, because it's not coupled with Agosh, only in the Rabbanon. So by less than a grace, the Chachamim at that time were not misakin in Yisra. And it seems the Chachamim were not misakin, so even though the situation changed today, but we have the liberty to make knut upon us and to ask them.
Even the chumra.
You cannot make just chumras, you know, just chumka. Kishim she'osea lehatir es osea kach osea leeser es amuta. You know, there are some people who think that the more chumka you can do, so the more good you are and the more tzadik you are. It's a misagomo, you know, to conjure up chumras. So here, just as in regard to exile, that the Chachamim enacted because of a certain time. And now the time is not child. So we say, so even though the time of the exile does not apply today because the situation changed, but it is still also. So the same way, let's say, Dvinasakum, Chachomim Asa. So why the Chachomim Asa Dvinasakum? Because they are minding Be'er, Kedas, and Be'er. But suppose an Akum makes the cheese, and he doesn't use, you know, Nivele Renet in curdling the cheese. But he uses a vegetable, but if an Akum made it, it's still also, because Kol Dovah Shem Yunyim Tzolch Minachlatir, if the Chachamim asked something, let it be for a certain reason, and that reason
is bottle.
Let's say even if all the cheese factories would stop using Nivele Renet, and every cheese plant would use a vegetable renet, it would still be also, according to most Hashem. It would still be awesome because Kol Dovah Shem Yunyim Tzolch Minachlatir Latire. So conversely, Ligabi Ksomim, the Chachomim made a kule Ligabi Ksomim, that if the kesem is less than if any grease, so it's not osa. Why? Because if it's less than a grease, so Bisman Chazal, Bisman Atanoim, you are able to be tailored in a china. If it's more than a grease, so it couldn't be the dam of a crushed china. Because if it's more than a grease, but if it's less than a grease, so then it was attributable to a crushed china. So maybe the Chachomim didn't answer a kesem less than a grease. So even today, that even less than a grease, it's not attributable to Koshkino, because that is not Motsu. So Mele, as a matter of fact, they are somewhat afraid that it might again become Motsu, because there is almost an epidemic of that of Kines, you know, among the children. It was brought over, you know, by certain immigrants. But fortunately today, I mean, that is not mutzu. But the same halacha applies. It's the converse of Kol Dovah Shem Yunyim Tzolch Minachlatir. But it's the same logic. Right. So maybe Chachamim Rav Akiva Yirei Kesem Shemitamo Es Be'alo. In other words, the Chachamim made it to Rav Akiva that even though the Chachamim say vis-a-vis the Tumimis race, which is in the Rabban, so we don't say that she's in Tamil's day alone. So maybe Litabi Ksomim also. Ksomim is in Tamil the Rabbanon, Kanalhabe, but maybe the husband has relations with his wife after she found the Kesem, he doesn't have to count 7 days. Because it's only the Rabbanon. So maybe that chumre of Tamez Be'alo doesn't apply. So maybe Chachom Rabbi Akiva Rei Kevin Rabbi Akiva. All right, now the whole question. Min Tzodan Ol Shalei Vat Lach Hazman.
What is it in Russian?
Yeah. Vat Lach Hazman ששול החבדיל הזמנו, כנועה, וידוע שהוא ידם שפה. So far as the Dicke by the Hubble is concerned. So he knows, even if he makes it 10 hours later, the inspection. But it must have emanated from the Mitzvah, that otherwise he wouldn't find it any day. Yeshola Hubble is no Kim Kunyak, the Yodua, the Yodam, the Shastash means, it's named Shneim Tumashivo, Kidin Beyonigo, the Tzivit Tingos Olo, ACM means immediately, Russian Yogam. So, מיד לאחר הבילה, לאחר זמן, לאחר ACM, תמי ניסופי, שניהם שבע יומים, ומיהו תומסופי כול ניסרי, אבל לא ניסרי, because it's not a bad eye, because it could have emanated from the mocker after the dash. אז פונאו של מטו, חכית לו משהו, אז ניסים שזה אחר, אחר זה, that's אחר. So, mitam is in his ways. So then, in the right seat, start in the sofik. So he says, has kasteiro, l'mafreya. But we are born. She is tmeo, l'mafreya, in his ways. Here is the odom, mitam is in his ways, tares. The odom limage, tumasere. And with the rabbonon, get in his ways, domo yfere kame, ומאי מיתמו משקובו ומשובו וכן איזה משקובו משב מיתמו אודום כל שנידי עצמו מיתמו אודום ומיתמו הסביר לו תומה שבסיומי רבה קיבה אם נראה מיתמו הסביר לו רבה קיבה איתאי מדבר כל מיסלס מיתמו הסביר לו מדרבו לא נכניס מיסופיק תומה שיבו בפרק המן Now, the question is, in order to catch it, why does it say that, why does Mishri say that in Tzal Shalom, Rishiyem, Ismail, Itzibadai, because the Dikya was made immediately after Tashmish, instantaneously, but there's another possibility. Let's say this man, the king of Mitzuri, maybe that dam was the dam of a king. So this line, if it is larger than Greece, so then it could not have been the dam of a king, because it wouldn't have been so much dam. But the Mishnah says, means our Shalor is in name. So it means even if it's Dam Kehado is made in the Hayat Nikol. So then there is a possibility that it's the Dam of the Kinah. Dam of the Kinah. And if we do the Dam Achir, so Omar Rav Zire is mocking body kuri from Achir. Kinah, Ramay, Tmei, Omar Rash, Achir is Kinah. So the Gemara says, God of the Vadae in Shomacheles, Vidam Vadae in Gupe Asien. So there is a presumption that the Isimokein, there couldn't be a Kino, because it is safe against the Kino, Isimokein. The Vadae in Shomacheles, Vidam, so in other words, so vadai idam vadai nigupasi vadai nigupasi dike damre, that's one wash. Another wash is that we don't have to anticipate the possibility that maybe the dam is a result of the machiles, because dochekulitza machiles shei machiles yichel mikonish. So what's the difference between Bodekuit Machiles and Dochukuit Machiles? So, Ikrinaye Vishtakach Machiles Ritzuf. Suppose the husband, when he inspected his aid, his piece of cloth, he found out, and at the same time, near it, he found a kvosh kina. He found the kvosh kina. So, ha-vishne, the omar bodku. So then, even in that case, he'll be chay lechatzos kubura. Because the dam of the dam on the eight couldn't have been from the kino. So why did he find the kosh kino? That's afterwards it came, you see. But it didn't come from the tashmish, because it is safe against the kino, eitzimoki. Machine came according to so the high chatos in that case, even if on the eight on which he found down, he also found the koshkino. So how can the appearance of the koshkino be explained? Balma, so after tashmish it emerged there, it came there. The hach mishne the omar. After he took away, after the determination of the tashmish, so a kino appeared. It appeared the alme on the eight. Lach mishne domav dochuku. So then, in this case, eime shamesh ritzve. Dei v'atashmish. So, dochuku shimachi lechem konishom. Vitzupom yuchal eit rochet na damtas. Lishne di bodu. Kim di konel rabon on dei shamachi lechem. So then we are certain. We take it for granted that the dam did not come from the kino, but the dam is nigufeu sharei doye bodeklo kiri makinuach umachiles liacha biile asoi om alme hade osom beichir tzvahodne nadu gilse tzvah umachilem liacha biile asoi au ivore und nishne lidochuk. So in that case, it can be smuke shema hai dam machiles ומתייך שדוחקו, so מאחר השמור בשסח. If we say בדוק, so it's impossible for the kino to get inside. They smoke it. But if we say דוחק, so מלא, so then it is possible. After it is crushed, you know, to push it in. They smoke it. So we pass like the Russian that Aisimokin Bodiku eats a machiles. So maybe even if he found on the eight, together with the dam, a little away from the dam, he found on the same piece of cloth a crushed kino, so they are still higher had to.
We check.
It's a certainty. It's impossible. Doha means.
It's like ours.
It's very unusual. It cannot happen because it cannot push in. But once a kino is crushed, so then it can be pushed in.
That's Doha.
Yeah, the doctor can be.
What about it?
But it means it's safe against the kino.
Oh.
Even with pressure, it cannot get inside. All right. Now, itma. Bodko, the eight habodko. Suppose she made a dike with a piece of cloth. You know, there are two kinds. There are two kinds of eight. There is a chain bubble. A chain bubble means the woman picked up from the floor a piece of cloth. She doesn't know whether it was clean, maybe not clean, maybe it had many spots of blood at the time she picked it up from the floor. That's an A chain bubble. And the Ida bubble means she went to the drawer that where the clean laundry is, and she took out a piece of cloth. She looked at it and she saw it was spotless, and then she used it. Then she used it. That's an idabot. So itma, botko beidabot klo, bitoch si biraicho. And she didn't, it was dark. After the tashmish, it was dark. It doesn't have to be that there was tashmish. There was no tashmish. She just made a bikin. But it was dark, so she wasn't able to look at it immediately after she made a bikin. Even with it, there was no tashmish. So, but after she pushed it in and she took it out, so she wiped her thigh with that piece of cloth. Then in the morning when there was light, she looked at it and she found that. Now, so there is a machleket between Rashi and Barak. Where did she find it? So in other words, Rashi's Gilsi is the way it appears in our text. Umocho Motso Leo, not Olo. Leo is Rosh Mikede. So it could have reference to the age of the piece of cloth. Because the age is Rosh Zoho, not Rosh Mikede. So it is reference to the Yerach, to the thigh. Thigh is Rosh Mikede. All the Iborim that are mortal warning are Rosh Mikede. Let's see, fingers, toes, thighs. There are two thighs. So maybe when she took a piece of cloth, she inspected it and she made sure that it was perfectly clean. And now she didn't find. Peter says that there's reference to a case where the aid got lost. So she doesn't know whether there is dam on the aid or there is no dam on the aid. But she found dam on the tie. And she knows that right after she took out the piece of floor, she rubbed it against the thigh. So we are sure that how did the blood get on the thigh? Because she rubbed the piece of floor on the thigh, and the piece of floor obviously had a spot of blood on it, so it was rubbed off on the thigh. Otherwise, how did it get on the thigh? So maybe she's merely on the right side. It's a bother. That's like circumstantial evidence. We cannot convict a person on the basis of circumstantial evidence. But as far as the field of call is concerned, so then it's a bother.
So circumstantial evidence can make a bigger problem.
If it's good circumstantial evidence. Meo nido, tumo badois, yechidin doei boduko, shelo hoyo bin dam kinin tiche, badan yugupe asoi, our aid. And then, so it was rubbed off on the yerech, on the tag, and shom muta bi yerecho. Bungo yamru on dilme ma'al moose, al yerecho bisofik tamo. We don't anticipate the possibility, maybe it got from an external source, suppose there was blood, on the bed, near the bed, then in the Hanano, then we cannot assume that she is in them, the rice, because maybe this part of blood was stood on the earth, not as a result of her rubbing the egg against the earth, but because there was blood in the cup, near the bed. But we are dealing with a case where there was no blood in that vicinity. So how did the blood get on the earth obviously, when she walked, when she wiped her thigh with the aid, so the blood from the aid was rubbed off, was transferred on the area, so she's needed me the right. Alright. So that what Rav said, Omer Rav Tzvi Bar Chiya, Bruch Hesheshes Amper Plon. So Rav Tzvi Bar Chiya said, but once she told us, we have to anticipate, not the Tzibada. So it said, if Itman Ame Omer Shmuel, Meir Nido, Vichein Meirin Bimet Rosho, Meir Nido. In other words, it's not just the sheshes, but it's a baragon. Itma. What for the ancient Bodhuklaw? Now, this Gemara is important for Simen Kut Tzadik. You're learning now Simen Kutes. But this is important for Kutzad. Itma. What cooperation is born for? Suppose she made a decay with an uninspected club piece of wood. The Nihidi Kursa. And she put it in a box. It was dark, so she couldn't flip it at all. She was not in a position to look at it immediately after the beach. So she left that in a box. Well, in the morning, she took it out from the box and she found dam on it. Omar Rabbi Yehi said, the question is whether she is to be considered as a yod, or maybe she's not a yod. Maybe that dam was there over time, before she put it in inside, because she used an ichini bodok. She picked up from the floor a piece of cloth. Maybe there was blood at that time when she picked it up from the floor. So kol yom of shalga priya timei ulezi knosei tiei iboilo herekom. How your optimum mission need all the technology and mission need all the mission kessel? In other words, so at first, Rapriye, so considered it yet when he's young, so he considered it as a need of more, Midarais, Vada Nido, Midarais, and then Lazy Knosse changed his mind. He decided, no, she's not in the Midrash, but in the Rabbanon, like Kesef, she is male. Oh, Yomo, call Yomo Timush Kesef. Even the Yaldi say, he did not think that she's a Badakida. Why should she be Badakida at all? She picked up a piece of cloth, an uninspected piece of cloth, so all the blood could have been there, you know. When she took it up. So when the Yaldu say he was the Tame, he was only the Tame with the Rabbanon. And then Lazy Knut say he decided that she's still a Gamra, she's not in Mayom now. Or you don't know, Koyom of the Mishun Kesem, or you know, say, Tia Mule Glom. Alright. Let's see the Rashi. This Rashi is very important, every word. Mohammed or a damra here, may you need all your time in Simon Kutzadik in the Shach, that the Shach is really Kambash. The Shach is really Kambash. It's very seldom, I mean, that the Shach should be really Kambash. But in this, and this Rashi, so the Shach is really Kambash. The Chiven Yoy, for the Hosho, the Dam Kiyan, he came by the Kutash. משום מותר בירייך, ולאמנם לומר מוס עליך, וסביתנו, ומוח המוס ודם עלי, והיא כאילו סבוקה, ו... ועיקר עיסבו כדינו כמוך, הדבוך ומוק התוכת תוך סביריך, אם כן הבוי תרי סביקי, אם כן חודד נומר המנועיד ותחליך, ואפילו אם תתולם המנועיד עושו, דימו כדידי ליפודו מכמוך. So he says, in the first mantra of what's called the Dabodic Law, he so mentions the Tochet Yerech. The other mantra of what's called the Chain of Dabodic Law, he doesn't say Tochet Yerech, but he chose the cooks. Why? Why did he change the fact? Why is it in the first mantra that deal with the Nidaboduk, so Rav mentions the case of Tochet Yerech. Why doesn't in the second membrane, the other case of Botko Bei Chene Boduk, also say Tochet Yerech? Tochet Yerech, Umocho Motso Roda, why not? So he says, in the case of Botko Bei Chene Boduk, and the Tochs of the Yerech, and Mocho, Motzo, Dam, and the Yerech. So then the Tchie would be Mitaya completely. With Reisen, with Rabono, in every way. The Yalduse, the Ziknuse. Why? Because in such case, of Botko Beich in the Goduk, the Tochs of the Yerech, and Mocho, Motzo, or Yerech, Dam, then it's very toil. Why? Because then we will have a very sexy. We hope we will not talk to the way, or in King Havri, three stay Jerry Kule. Hode, don't love me, you to have your echo. Maybe it wasn't transferred from the echo from the. But still, in the way, assuming that it came, it was locked up on the air from the aid, but maybe that blood and the aid was there when she picked it up from the floor before she pushed it inside. But who went to say on the aid or said, you're not kidding anybody, you come off. In the first memory, the deals with the aid are bottled, so there's no sex again. Because she looked at it. She looked at it before she pushed it inside. She prepared it and a clean from the drawer and a clean laundry. So she knows that it was spotlessly. But in the second memory, the deal with nature in the bottle, so it could have been there before she pushed it inside. So it's dyslexic. So it's valetary. The Shach is chilka. The Shach says, they are shaming who say, that has to do with Simen Kuf Yud Darubes, that in order that the sex faking should be muter, it has to be reversible. Sex faking am misapir. In other words, you should be able to start from either end. But if you can start only from one end and not from the other end, it's not reversible. That's so then that is not sex. Not all Rishonim agree with it. It has to do with the more exhibits like this. So there's some Rishonim who mentioned it well, but the Shach passes like this. So it's not a Shidra portion, you see. So the plain answer against the Shach's assault against Rashi's, the Rashi doesn't even agree with the chicken, that this is a prerequisite for the heterospecifically, that it should be misapir. Now, let's see whether this is misapir or not. He says like this. He says, praise the Lord, Chode, Yume Lab Noe, Yutach Alirecho, Alirecho. So then she's not in Ido, because the dam from the Erech did not emanate, did not come from the aid. It came from an external source. But feeling into Lema, Mnoeido, so, Dilmo, maybe the dam was there and ate before she made the bikin day. Alright, so now you have two stages. If you start first with this possibility that Lav Noi Zutachavirecha, but suppose you start from the other end. You say like this, maybe Mikanoha, Mikanoha, maybe the dam from the blood, the blood and the in other words, that maybe true that the blood came from the aid, but the blood and the aid was there all the time when she picked it up from the floor. And in Tzoreina, assuming that it wasn't there all the time, but it came from the Mokeh, so maybe Lav Noed Utahreh, who cares whether Noed, once it came from the Mokeh, you are assuming that it came from the Mokeh, so who cares whether it was robbed off from the eight and the Erech, or maybe somebody spilled on the Erech. She's in either anyway. So maybe it's not reversible. That's a good time. If we assume that this is prerequisite for the heterospecific, but there are many Rishonim who hold that this is not a prerequisite for the heterospecific. Even if there is a specs taken, we start from one end, so it's also muta, and that's Rashi Shita. But there, the Shachar Shitosef, in Simon Kukyu, he mentions, he passes that specs taken in order to be muta has to be reversible, he's happy. Somebody is Maskan Rashi, but that's not a Kashi.
Alright.
So actually it's not that the Shach is very Rashi. Because the Shach understood that the reason why Rashi says so, because Rashi has the Shite, like the Rishonim, Ksuves, that suspects they came, it's not Musata, it's all right. But there is Machlokes Rishonim, and the Shach is Machia like other Rishonim, so so you pass, it's not like Rashi. So it's not that he's chilik from Rashi, he's machriya in the machlikas Rashi and other Rashi. Alright. So now, Iboyo, here I come, we said it already, but again, here I come, call your mufti mishmi, because we can't mishmi, or we can't mishmi kesen, or you can't mishmi kesen, because it's here, we can't toshma, it can't be a vote for the aid. משמידו תמובה בו יתכים לחסר דורים שום ומספקים עם כמו משמכסם תלימה תמסופים ותהירים תושמע דתניה בוט קובעי שמובד אותו ואם חוסי ביקופסה ולמוחו מוצו לדם רבי מאיר ולא משמידו ולתחילה אומר, תמי יום משום קסם. One second. So, what could be she bought the cloth? If she was paid with an aid that was unexpected, so possibly could have been done at the time of the decay from before. And then, and she didn't inspect it that she took it out of the book. And she put it in the box. Uri mocham motzol odam. Rebbe Meir. I said a Rashi, I shouldn't have said a Rashi, because that Rashi is great, so it's more right. Rebbe Meir, Meir Mishum Nidol, Tumeh Badoit, Dichin Cheskas Domim Shom, even though she used an unexpected aid, so why does Rebbe say she's a father-in-law? The answer is, it's the probability is that the dam came from her. Not that that it came from her, let's say, a month ago when she was near then. And then it was thrown on the floor, and he picked it up, pulled it up. that's not so like, you know, a person, a woman doesn't throw on the floor, you know, a DNA that is not clean. So Mele, so in all probability it is, it came from her now, from this Dicky. And in other words, only Sophie. She just came out to my Sophie, we take. Oma! So the more is trying to be patient. What does it mean? Kol Yom of Shoda Priya Time. And when it does it here, whether it means Kol Yom of Tim Mushinido, it does it here Mushinido, it means Mushikesed, or Yom Kol Yom of Tim Mushikesed, or it does it here Mushinido. The Priya Oma, Priya Mushikesed. Oma, the Priya said to Rebbe, Ya Tamayde, she tzricho ki Christi, aren't you made it? That in this particular case of Botko B.H. in the border club, in Nochosi B.Kups, or in Nochomotor Dam, so you rather say she's neither more in the life, but only she's neither if it's a large as a bean, the size of a dam. If the dam and the eight is has the size of the dam, but if smaller than a dime, than a bean, so then if you are made that she's not male. A Malay, Abel. Abel means MS, indeed. You see, usually Abel means but. But many times Abel doesn't mean but, means indeed. Abel is. Because but is also, in a certain sense, it's a modified form of indeed. What is what mean? And Rabin says, Ephes, in other words, I'll always wonder. But there is something that is. But anyway, Adam here means indeed, Emes. Omale Adam. Omale Imke Afatos. So Priya said to Rebbe, so you can see to me that it's only Kesem, because if she is in need of Midaraisa, how can there be a difference between dam that has the size of a grease or dam that is Kehado? In need of Midaraisa, a rare difference, dam Kehado, even less than Kehado. I mean. So is in need of. And you can see to me that suppose she was bathing herself, bathing in Goduk, in Chosidi Kupso, or Mocho, Motzol, or Dam, less than in Greece, so then she stay off. So obviously, you consider it as Xomim Midrabonon, so then there is an affinity between Greece and less than Greece. But if you say Midraise, so you should say that she's an ego even if it's less than in Greece. So, Omalei, in Cain, Afato, Sisi, Kesem, Rebbe, so, that's what the Priya said to Rebbe. So, it is long time. So, what is Rebbe's long days? So, the Lord says, Rebbe, so, being on Kikris, the aid, la, fukem, dama, achilles, fichin, no, pakulo, dama, achilles, is bada, in gufe, ose. Now, I want to point out one thing. Years ago in New York, I had a good argument with someone who considered himself as a patient. I say considered himself a patient. I'm not talking about Shinora because I won't tell his name, and you don't know who he is even if I told him the name. So he considered himself as a big patient. So I said that there is a difference between the sheer grease that Rebbe requires here and the sheer grease that is required with Gabik Shom. Because with Gabik Shom, as I mentioned before, that's the reason as to why I discussed Shom in detail. Because I wanted to point out the connection with this. So even now, that the sanitary conditions are such that the Kino is highly, highly unusual. Very unusual. So you could argue, So today, if a woman finds kesem on the undergarment, and it's less than a grain, should also be kneel, because we cannot attribute it to a kino. So, only this man has all, so it was much. No, so the answer is no. So, it's mentioned by the Posky, that even that, some Sefer mentioned that, the Huda mentioned that, that even though now kinis are not mitzvahs, so not serious, even in their days, the seminary conditions were such that kino was a rarity. So, but still, that was the takhones chachomim. It's not a question of plea. The chachomim were misake, that there is no tumas chsomi in the kesem less niggas. If in the seminary conditions at the time of the tanoim had been the way they are now, so then the chachomim probably would have been misake that there is tumas chsomi even if it's less niggas. But the fact is that the sanitary conditions, the time of the Tanoim, were not the way they are now. So Mele, the only sake, so it's not a question of being till now. That is an integral part of the Takonerson. Yes, I said, but here is different. Here Rebbe conceded to Rebbe that in the case of what could be each and bother. The Nichid Kutso, Umoho Motso of Dam, and the Dam is less than a grease, so then she is Taylor. But today, he wouldn't concede. Today, he wouldn't concede. In other words, today, according to Rebbe, if she will be what could be each and bother, the Nichose Bikutse, and Moho Motso of Dam, and the Dam is less, is Kechav, much less, 1/10 of the Greece, or even 1/50 of the Greece. Kechav, I don't know, in terms of fractions, what, how do we do? It's not sure. So Rebbe would say Pnei Mishmina. Why? Because this man, Rebbe, were kines, were mitzurim. So, there no probability, if it was less than a grease, so it was in no probability attributable to a koshkina, because that was the common thing. And from the Mokia was relatively speaking, an unlikely thing. But today, we are kines and not mitzvahs. What do you hear of kines? So, some melee, even if it's less than a grease, so we have to come to the conclusion, since it's not attributable on the basis of probability that to a Kroshkino, so obviously it's from the Mokeya. Oh, so you argue with me, then I finally, so I started looking this for him because I was very angry with him for the chutzpah. I mean, I felt that this is common sense. Common sense at all, I mean, you know, there are certain people, so if you don't show them the Mishneh Berurah, Shochar Rav Logan, they'll never accept it. Even if it's like 2 times 2 is 4, that if you don't show them the Mishneh Berurah, Shochar Rav Logan, this is it. So then I started to explore this form, and I finally found that in the Chassam Sefer, in the Jewish community, he said the same thing, that in regard to Ksomim, you know, that without the decay, so even if Kinis are not mitzvahs, let's say like today, so, but if it's less than a day, so there was no takanas chachomim. There was no takanas chachomim. Mashein came, regarding this din, which is an answer. And Rebbe Sarr says, being on Kidris, the aid, lafuke midam achilles. Lafuke midam achilles. Pichin di nofako midam achilles, admi gufose. But if it's less than a Gris, so then it's attributable to dam achilles. But today, how can we say with logic it's attributable to dam achilles? We know it's against the facts. You don't have to close your eyes and say, yeah, it's a geographical Bacharis. That's, I think, nonsense. Ridiculous. Anyway, the Chasam Shifa said it. And he said, don't approach it. Even the Chasam Shifa didn't say that. It's Boro Kayei. That today, according to Rebbe, she may only be the Reise, even if it's less than this. All right, another Rashi. שצריכו כתבי שתי כשיר שעוד שמים שניתן על כתבי שתי כדמי נמברי קסם די כתבי שחיר מיסליס ואין אדם אחר לסו אבו היי באמס באמס אומר רב חייה אחת עשי קסם נהי אתה בידים קסם בשביל כתבי שתי ובפוקס מכמה תקום תוקח כמו סינם בסופי Die Wadai Rie haben mich gefickt an, weil Omar durch diese Dekel abhört, in der Chardo, die Pochers nicht. Lachen können wir dann nach Hille, da können wir nicht Bode, wo Kolkamu, wo ich die Rie sehe. Aber wo ich spuke mit dem Achilles, gehen wir die Kehle. All right. So ich mache uns to be patient. Dabei. Mein Rad ist ich nicht sehen können. Hope you are to say Pumin is Nido, Shmamik. You see, usually when the Gemara says my love, then the Gemara says, no, it's not my Dilma. But sometimes the Gemara says love, and there's the Maskoni. Why did the Gemara say that? My love is a Tusikoi. Hope you are to say
to the
Pumin is Nido. Oh, my love is This is Knusikoi, mit die Polikalei, die Rebbe Rabbi. This is according to Rashi. You see here, there is another point that is about here. There's nothing to do with your Kasnir. We create a Rav. So, Rashi says, how did the Gemara know that this discussion took place? This is Knusik. Because if it took place, we all do say, now in this discussion, He said, Kino Mishin Kesem. Kino Mishin Kesem. So, if it took place, the Al-Dusay, so he wouldn't be Chilek Amizver. What's about it? Is it town allowed to be Chilek and the Rebbe and the Rabbi Mubay? Of course he's allowed. The Rambam refers to his father, Rabbi Maimon, as his Rebbe. And the Rambam says several times near Chazoka, the Abba Meiri mean Ho'eschim V'anim Namatir, just like that. V'anim Namatir, we find in the Gemara that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, I think, I don't remember offhand word. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was Chilek and his father. He says, my father said like this, and I say like that, I'm chilek. There is no isa to be chilek on me. I'm the Rebbe, even Rabbi Mulek. It's true, it says, the Gemara says, that if someone is chilek al Rabbi, so it's a terrible thing. Is there a Rambam in the Talmud Torah, no? Thank you. says, the Tzimor, Perkei Milchus Talmud Torah Aluch Aleph, Ve'in Lecho Kovet Godel Mitfeid Arav, Ve'lo Meiro Meiro Arav. Omru Chachomim, Meiro Rabko Kemeiro Shomai. Yitzicho Chomru Kol Achelit Al Rabbi, Kechelit Al Ashkir. Shinema Ba'atzim Samar Adishem. וחולאי סמריבון רבי גאי סמריבון משכים שנאמה אשר רובו בני ישראל את הנשם היקביתו כי חולא מצרים הוא רבי כי מצרים הוא השם שנאמה הוא לולים את מוסיכם כי הוא השם וחולא מהר לאחר רבי כי הוא מהר לאחר שכינו שנאמה וידבר הרום בלכים ולמיש דן הלוח הבייס איזהו חלק על רבי זה שתביע למדרש וישי ודירי ומולמי שלוי בשוס רבי ורבי קיום ואף על פי שרבי מדינה אחרת ואוסו ליודום להירי לפני רבי לילה וחולמי להלוך לפני רבי חייביץ איתו נותנים מיסה חמש זה זיקר לו עבר זה זמן לפני נוכל מיסה but it means זיקר לו עבר so anyway So when it says kol achelik al rabbi chelik hashchina doesn't mean it on a theoretical level. One is chelik and is rabbi. So the Rambam says the Abba Meir in Yisrim banim in Matirim. But in other words, yizel chelik abbi zhikim in Medrash v'yeshi v'yirish umlam yishlo yishus rabbi v'rabbi kayom v'yafal pish rabbi din acheres v'yosol yodom lehirik v'nirabbi leilom. So in other words, So if somebody, let's say somebody will come to Israel and ask him a shayla, and the rabbi will pass, and then the Talmud, the Gila, will say, no, I pass the different. So he's a terrible person, that Talmud, even if he's invoking the Shas, but on a theoretical level. So you disagree, I mean, with the rabbi Mitter, if he's convinced, why not? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? So Rashi says here, my rab is a knosiko, is a holy kalei, the Rebbe Rabbe, now let's see what it is. My rab is a knosiko, Pirush Rashi, with the political Rebbe, they mire, the Mutsino Harbe, Tom Lidim, Shalchilton, or Rabban the Albusa, and Monefchev, that's part of the kasha by Tesis. If the Rebbe Aloch and Nisa, that the Talmud is not allowed to be chilek on a theoretical level against the Rebbe, so then it wouldn't make a difference. The Yaldusei Abizeknusei, just because he's older, so some melee is allowed. What is H to do with it? The Rashbam Pirei, the Rebbe תחילו לומד לבובל אולי זקנוסי אולי ולומד לפני רבי כי דאמרים הוא חוזרו ונשתקחו אולו ותחילו בונו ויזדועו so ממילא here we see that he was arguing with רבי and it couldn't have been Yaldusei, because Yaldusei was not even a Talmud of Rebbe. He was a Talmud of Rebbe, Dr. Biziknusei. So obviously, that was already Biziknusei. Now, since Rabbi Yosef said that he changed his mind between Yaldusei and Biziknusei, and Biziknusei obviously he held that Neon Shikese, so, and he changed his mind, Rabbi Yosef told us, so Yaldusei must have held Neon Shmira. Right? There I go. Rede Shema, Likoma Rabchi Afato Sisi Kesen, Likoma Afato Rabbi, Shmamino Viknusei Hoyo, they have a Talmud Chover, Hidoma Vishira Nishneis, Benazai Talmud Chover Shalaba Kide, Dioma Lei Shebos, Likoma Shebomar. So the other chat is because the way Rebchie talked to Rebbe, he said, Afatos, he didn't say, Afrabi also he said. So that's a raya, the Tzaraya, not just the Tzaraya, I mean the same degree of respect and reverence that has to be shown by a young person told the Rebbe, has to be shown by an old person too. And the contrary, he told the himself. He should know better. More. He should understand more. But the pshat is, basic knossi, he was like a Talmud Chabad. He was already a Talmud Chabad. But I do say he was just a Talmud. But, and basic knossi, he was already a Talmud Chabad. So a Talmud Chabad can say Atom. But a Talmud Gomor is not allowed to say Atom. He has to say Afrabi or so he say. Not Afratos. Alright, anyway. But they reject Rashi's chant. Now what is Rashi's chant? Rashi couldn't say that the Talmud couldn't think and rather would find Tanoim and Boy who are hurt and rather than come with it. And then if it would be also, what difference does it make whether we are to say or to say? So I think, I mean, this Rambam gives us a clue to Rashi. Just coincidentally, I mean. The Rambam says, Izeu chilikal rabbe, Izeu zeshi gedeel in medresh, Yeshe videresh, Umlame chaloy yashus rabbe, Vi rabbe kain, Vi afo pisha rabbe mingina achers, Afo pisha rabbe mingina achers, Vi oso liodom lehiri bitne rabbe leila, Vi chlamir aloha bitne rabbe chay bisi, Melach Rambam. So, but suppose the Rebbe tells the Talmud, I want you to pass to the child. Let's say a man come to the child for a walk. And there is a Talmud together with the Rebbe. And the Rebbe turns to the Talmud and says, you pass. So the Talmud says, how can I pass in your presence? So of course, that's no argument. I tell you to pass. So then you can pass. In other words, Hamir Mifne Rabbi, Halach Rabbi Chayyim Nisa, Shaloi Bashis Rabbi, but if the Rabbi tells him to pass, so then there is no Isa. Apparently,
he has the Rabbi permission to.
Alright, so that means he told him. So then, here the Gemara says, Bot Kobeichi Bodhapo. Rashi holds that it wasn't just a theoretical, hypothetical case. We discussed in this language. A man or a woman came in the shire. But Kobeich in the body cloth, in the Hosin Kupse, Umohamotoda, and Rebbe with Rabchir, war in the Bisnevash. And he has the Shaila. So the Rebbe said, Meyer Mishpire. And the Rebbe said, Meyer Mishikesa. How did you dare say that? Because Rebbe told him. If you think differently, so you say it. So then there was no Isa. But be able to say it's not likely that Rebbe will tell the town be able to say to pass. They shied it that he was Esther. Basically, he said yes, but the Yalta said no. Shmamina. Alright. משתבח לרבל רבי שמואל ברבי אייס ורבי חומר ברכי זה יורם גודל. So רבי פרייז רבי חומר ברכי זה לפור רבי שמואל ברבי אייס בספר שמואל ברבי אייס no, I let certain תום צחוכן he's more than God his name is רבי חומר ברכי. That's what Rebbe told Rabbi Shmuel Barabbeis. Omalei. So Rabbi Shmuel Barabbeis said, praise him so much, no trouble, I want to see. And But see, the other liot chavei liot. So bring it. Kiosk. So Rabbi Chaim Barbise came to Rabbi Shmuel Barbise. He visited it. Paid him a visit. Amalei, very numerous. Eskimos of the child. That's what the Shmuel Barbise said to Rabbi Chaim Barbise. So how about it say maybe shy maybe need to work for Beijing Bada Bra in Hosidi Cook say Moha Motso of Dam Ma Omalay she give a Abbe Maloch So Shmuel Barbise said, you want the answer according to the psak of my father, Barbise, or you want the answer according to the psak by Rabbi? Rabbi Shmuel Barbise said that to Rav Chomet, Barbise. Kidivayade, like according to the shite of my father, Rabbi Yisi. He was Rabbi Yisi's son, Shmuel Rabbi Yisi. Or Kidiv Rebbeinu. Omalei, so Rabbi Yisi said, Kidiv Rebbeinu. So, I want the answer according to the shite of Rabbi, not according to the shite of your father, Rabbi Yisi. So, Rabbi Shmuel, said, Zeu Sheim Olavim Abadu. This is an Abadu. I mean, whatever, why he said it to respect him, so that's something that is difficult to understand. But we can certainly deduce from that that every remark that the person makes reflects on his gods. In other words, here, he didn't see anything, that wrong with him, that diminished his godless, except that he wanted to know the shite of the Talmud in preference to the shite or the Rebbe, because Rebbe Rabin Akodesh was a Talmud of his. So when he asked Rav Chaim Barbise, whose psak you want to know? You want to know the psak of Rebbe or the psak of Rebbe's Rebbe? And my father, that was Rabbeinu HaKodesh Rebbe. So he should have said, that's how Shmuel told. He should have said, I want to know the Pesach of Rabbeisi. Or he could have said, I want to know the Pesach of both. But he said, no, I'm only interested.